Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it is a privilege and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. I love Him. I love Him. I love Him with everything in me. I want to welcome you. I want to welcome you to Power in the Word. And as you can see, we are only scheduled to be on air for about 15 minutes. The Lord is directing me to do shorter segments of the program, of the ministry program, until I can have the participation that I want to have, that I need to have. I need to interact with you because God has something that He wants to say to you through me. Amen. So I want to encourage you to call me. And the number is 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. And you can call me to talk to me about anything that the Lord places upon your heart. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with power in the Word. And there is indeed, oh yes, there is indeed power in the Word of God. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. I thank you for this time that you have allowed me to come before your people. I pray that you be glorified in everything that I do and everything that I say on this day, and at least during this 15 minutes, bless the hearts of those who will listen, and I will continually give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. And praise God. Amen. And praise God. And I just want to let you know that God is with you. Amen. God is with you. And He will never leave you, nor will He forsake you. Never will He leave you. Never will He forsake you. And you have to know that for sure. Amen. You have to know that for sure. So I just want to share some scripture with you on today. I believe that there is power in the Word of God. And I am going to just read some scripture with you, read some scripture to you, amen, share some scripture with you from the book of Colossians chapter 3, amen, starting with verse 1. Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you die, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory. Amen. So here the Bible is telling us to not focus so much on earthly things. And I want to encourage you on today not to focus so much on earthly things and what is going on in your vicinity, in your direct immediate vicinity, what is going on around you. Don't be so concerned with the natural things that are occurring. You may be coming up under attack. People may be persecuting you, talking about you like a dog, dragging your name through the mud. And I want to encourage you not to be discouraged, not to be discouraged. Jesus said in the book of John, chapter 14, verse 1, He says, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "Trust in God. Trust also in me." So I want to encourage you today in Christ to know that if you are a Christian, you are, according to the book of 2 Corinthians 5:17, a new creation. And the old things have passed away. All things, oh yes, all things have become new. When you receive Christ and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you were baptized unto death in Christ, amen. So you are no longer alive to the flesh, but you are dead to the flesh, amen, and alive in the Spirit, amen. Alive to the things of the Spirit. You are alive in Christ. Your life now has been hidden in Christ. And think about that. Think about that. Just as Jesus was resurrected from the dead, you and I also have been resurrected from the dead because we were the walking dead. We were alive in the flesh, but dead in the Spirit. And now we are dead in the flesh and alive in the Spirit through Christ. Our bodies, our lives, our very beings are hidden with Christ. Amen. And what we have to realize is that Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Amen. And Christ, in Christ, the fullness of deity presides. Amen. In Christ is the fullness of God. Amen. And since in Christ is the fullness of God, he is the head of the body, the church, the beginning, and the firstborn from among the dead. So then in everything, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. Amen. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him. Amen. And we have to realize that through Christ, we have the supremacy over everything, over every circumstance, over every demonic attack. We have to know that we have the victory through Christ. Amen. And that is why we cannot be shaken. We should not be shaken. You should not be shaken by your circumstances, because Jesus Christ tells us in the Bible that in this world we will have trials and tribulations. But he said, take heart. You're going to have some trouble in this world. But he said, take heart. Do not be discouraged. Do not be dismayed, for I have overcome the world. Amen. Amen. Let me just preach it to you like he gave it to me. You don't have to be afraid. You don't have to be discouraged or depressed because of your circumstances, or because things are not going the way that you would want them to go, because you're having some trying times and you're experiencing some pressure in your life. You don't have to be discouraged. Don't let the devil trip you up into a trap of discouragement, dismay, and depression. Amen. I want to let you know that you don't have to doubt God. Amen. But believe the word of God that has been planted on the inside of you. Jesus Christ has supremacy. He is supreme over your circumstances. Amen. Hallelujah. And he rules. Oh, yes, Jesus Christ rules. Amen. And there is no weapon. There really is no weapon that can come against you that can prosper. So be encouraged in your walk on today and know that you do have victory in Jesus. Amen. You have victory in Jesus Christ. Amen. So get your mind off of your circumstances. And I talk about this in my book, Pump Up the Power. Don't focus on your circumstances. Focus on what you want to happen. Focus on results. Amen. Don't focus on where you are, because where you are is just temporal. It's a temporary situation. Amen. It's a temporary destination. I want to encourage you to focus on where you're going. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Focus on where you're going. Focus on where you want to be. Amen. Put your mind on things that are higher than your low circumstances. Amen. Because your position right now may not be the best position. Amen. And this may occur when your job and your relationships and your marriage and your finances, you may not be in the best position right now. Amen. But as you put yourself in your mind, as you put your mind on heavenly things, as you put your mind on Jesus, amen, as you focus on God and the promises of God, then that shifts, amen, that shifts your position. That shifts your position from one of a low place to one of a high place, amen, that exalts you in your position, amen. Amen, and praise God. You have to receive this on today. You have to receive it. It is not God's plan for you to be down and out and discouraged and in doubt. Amen. It is his plan for you to be high and lifted up, to be exalted with Christ in heavenly places. Amen. It is God's plan for you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. Even as your soul prospers. Amen. It is God's plan that you too prosper and be in good health. So be encouraged on today and know that God's ways are higher than your ways, and his thoughts are greater than your thoughts. And that's why you have to exalt your thought life. Amen. You have to raise up to another level. It's time to go up to another level. It's time to not only look at the surface of things, but begin to look in depth, amen, at the things of God. Amen. We must realize that we have the mind of Christ. Amen. We have the mind of Christ, and that's a good thing. Amen. Amen, and praise God. Praise God. I'm feeling God right now because I know what it's like to go through something in life and feel like there is no end to the tunnel. Amen. You could be in so much darkness that you don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. But I want to tell you, oh yes, I want to tell you to keep your eyes open. Amen. And keep yourself focused on the light. Keep looking for the light. Look for the light. Amen. Because there is light at the end of the tunnel. Don't focus on the dark dismay of your current circumstances, but focus on the light of the Lord. Amen. The light of the world. Amen. The light that is available to you and to me through the death of Christ. Amen. The resurrection of Christ. Amen. Amen. And praise God. When the Bible says in verse 4, Colossians chapter 3, verse 4, it says, when Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Amen. And then verse 5 says, put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived, hallelujah, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Amen. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It says you got to change. Amen. It says you have to change. You have to allow God to change you. Amen. Allow God to change your nature from the old to the new, from the bad to the good. Amen. From the wrong to the right. Amen. Allow God to have his way in your life. Put away some of the stuff that you knew were wrong when you used to do them back in the day. Amen. We all were born with a sense of knowing right from wrong. Amen. And wrong from right. So I don't have to beat you over the head with my Bible. I'm just here to share with you that there is power in the word of God. And as we get rid of that old stuff that was holding us in bondage, and that was killing us, and that was giving us a clothing of sin and shame and guilt, amen. Now we can raise our heads, amen, and hold our head up and look straight ahead at the plan, the glorious plan that God has for our lives, amen. And we can walk in love. We can walk in forgiveness, amen. We can walk in righteousness, purity, amen. We can walk in the path that God has set before us for his name's sake, amen. Because he will, oh yes, he will get the glory in your life, amen. And whatever you do, do it in the name of Jesus, amen, so that God can get the glory in your life. I want to encourage you, amen, to keep walking, amen, and God will reveal great things to you, through you, in you, and for you, amen, and praise God. That's it for today's program. I want to encourage you to tune in on Friday for more of Power in the Word. In the meantime, you remember to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember my sister, remember my brother, that Pastor Rebecca loves you. And so do we, all at Power in the Word. And also remember that God loves you so much that he gave his son so that whomsoever should believe on him should not perish, but should have everlasting, eternal life, and that life more abundantly. Amen and praise God. Peace.